Well, right now on the program, let's talk about the importance of fungicide timing and why that could make or break a farmer's season. Joining us for a conversation, it is good to talk with him again, Technical Service Representative at BASF. Mark Storr is with us here on the show. Mark, good to hear from you again, sir. Hope all is well.
Hey, great to hear from you, Jesse. Yeah, we're rolling. Things are off to a decent start where people haven't had weather impact their crop, and it's time to be, you know, thinking about the rest of the season as we put together management programs for our crops and hopefully pay us big dividends with great ROI and great yields at the end of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's start just in general as folks are wrapping up planting here, hopefully, we presume, and start to think about that growing season and getting that plan that you alluded to together. Talk about, you know, why fungicide application, why that timing is crucial. I mean, just let's start there and share some broad perspective with us on that, Mark.
Sure, Jesse. Well, The really, we're dealing with a biological complex, right? We have diseases and pathogens that we deal with. It could be bacterial, they could be fungal, they could be viral. There's plants are subject to getting any of those type of infections. Fungicides are for fungal infections, and they're very effective at controlling those diseases or fungal organisms, things that cause gray leaf spot in corn or tar spot in corn, or, you know, we have things like frog eye leaf spot in soybeans or Septoria brown spot in soybeans. Those are some of the more common ones. But every disease is unique. And we talk about, in order for a disease to happen, we need three things. We call it the disease triangle. We have to have the host. That would be our susceptible crop, either, say, corn or soybeans. The host would be the fungal pathogen, and then we need the environment. And the environment is obviously something we can't control. We can't schedule rainfall when we want it. We can't schedule, non-dewy mornings that keep leaves wet for an extended duration throughout the time of day in the morning. Those are all factors that enter into the susceptibility or the chance for success for those fungal organisms. So that's where, when we're dealing with, you know, this specific pathogen, it becomes a complex myriad of decisions that we have to make as we plan for those disease protection programs.
And so obviously, you know, every crop is different and every field is different, but by and large, you know, understanding the key time frames here and the different, you know, incubation periods, so to speak, for these different types of diseases. And it, having, you know, understanding those and having knowledge of those can really seem to, in my mind, help influence a lot of your decision and a lot of your planning when it comes to fungicide timing. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's really where we focus our timing. In corn, we look at the, you know, tassel stage, or what we call VT to R1, which is early pollen shed. That's when our corn crop becomes susceptible. Corn is very good at protecting itself throughout the, you know, the vegetative growing season when it's adding new leaves and getting taller. But once we shoot that tassel and we start to see silks, the plant turns into a reproductive activities. So you have a complete set of physiological changes within that corn plant. And basically it converts what it had as, you know, protective traits or characteristics. Now they kind of give that up and they don't have the defense mechanisms that they once had. So that VT to R1 stage is generally the timing we like to see our fungicide applications go out and corn. Soybeans, depends on the disease. If it's white mold we're talking about, you know, that R1 to R2 stage, which would be the beginning of flowering or, you know, what we call full bloom. And then generally we probably talk R3 for diseases other than white mold. And that's when you essentially have about a full canopy where you're basically going to be protecting the entire factory. And both of these timings, that's if we're going to be dropping that fungicide in on the entire plant. We would like to see it protected. You know, products like Veltima and Revitec, for example, from BSF, multiple modes of action. They have both preventative and curative activity. And the essence is we get long residual out of those products. And that's what's extremely important. If we can apply it at these timings, essentially we can, in most instances, keep that those plants relatively disease-free and allow them to maximize their reproductive output in the form of bushels per acre.
Any other thoughts you would share with producers, just as we know they're really trying to wrap up planting here, get into the growing season? It's dry in many areas of the country right now, Mark. So I guess final reminders from an agronomic standpoint you would share with folks, just as we're making some of those final plans here and gearing up for the heart of the growing season. What do you want folks to really remember?
Yeah, well, keep an eye on things. You know, people talk about crop scouting all the time, which obviously that's important. For me, it's really more the condition of my crop. I don't really, depend a lot on scouting for disease or fungicide application timings for the simple reason that, unfortunately, because of the long incubation period that a lot of our diseases have, you may have an infection in your field and you don't know it until that disease becomes visible. And for in the case of like gray leaf spot, for example, you're talking up to 19 days prior to even it being visible. So scouting is important to know what your crop looks like, but don't really zoom in on using that as a key to the timing for disease control or fungicide applications. There are some models that are very helpful, whether they be, to tar spot predictive models, or in the case of white mold predictive models, these are spore monitoring typically done by university folks. And once we know that those spores are active in a given area, we can couple that with the environmental conditions, i.e. that, heavy or wet dews that linger on the plant or a long duration of leaf wetness. And that'll, give us an indication there's a pretty good opportunity that the disease infected our plant, say last week, for example. So we can help use that as a key to determine and see if that matches up with our VT timing in corn, for example. We could easily shuffle a little bit either way, and we see that happen in corn sometimes, where generally before, that first tassel is completely mature, we start seeing people pulling the trigger when that last tassel is still kind of just a spike and it has not opened up yet. So we see people start to make that application sometimes maybe a week before what we consider to be true tassel stage. So like I said, be aware of your surroundings, and there's a lot of resources online that you can check into. And certainly if you have questions, visit your retailer or get in touch with your local BSF representative. We'd be glad to walk you through some of those points that may help help a grower out.
All right. Before I let you go, Mark, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you how growing conditions are planting season in central Iowa where you are at. Give us an update. How are things looking as we look towards the tail end of planting season?
Well, you kind of started off talking about wrapping up planting. That's pretty much where we're at. Essentially wrapped up. There's going to be pockets where we've had rough weather that pretty much zeroed in on April 22nd, 3rd, not the days to plant this spring. We saw a lot of cold weather set in, had some frost after that. So we saw, and then some rain, coupled with the cold weather, that's never a good thing for corn or soybeans. So we saw significant crusting in some given areas. And so I know there were people, if they owned them using a rotary hose here a week ago. This recent rain that we had this, starting late last week up to what is going to continue here this week as well. If the cresting is still there and the plants are still viable, that may indeed help soften that up and make some of those stands a little better. But we've avoided hail for the most part here in central Iowa, but I know there's pockets throughout western, northwest, north central Iowa, southern Iowa, and everybody I've talked to that's probably had know somebody that's had some bad weather. And I always hate to hear that because, you know, when things are off to such a good start, it's like my dad always used to say, when the crop looks the best, he said, man, this looks too good. I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. And, you know, we're perennial optimists as growers and farmers, and we just hope and pray for the best.
Couldn't agree more with that. Technical Service Representative at BASF, Mark Storr, thanks for joining us here on the program. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, Jesse. Thank you.